Oh shit. Hello everyone. Happy Friday. Today is a wonderful day. And one of those reasons, just because it can be wonderful for no reason, but one of the reasons I'd like to say it's wonderful is because it is our 20th reel, our 20th DU reel with Jackie and myself, Amanda. And so I am so pumped that we have made it to our 20th and right before the California retreat, which is next week. And there are still two tickets left. So, just in case, I would, if you can make it, there are still a couple of spots to fill. And I'm going to put the QR code up just to make it easier in case anyone wants to just check it out.
Yeah, I'm so fucking so I combined excited and stoked into one word. I'm ex-stoked for the fucking retreat. I can't believe it's less than a week. But yeah, happy Friday, everybody. Oh my gosh, I keep doing it. I said everybody and guys at
Mash them up, mash them all
the
the way.
time. My brain is just trying to process too quickly and it's just shoving words together. Anywho, yeah, I'm sick this morning, so dealing with that. But otherwise, we're feeling pretty good. Just mostly relaxed. And it's weird because I feel like I'm barely keeping my shit together, like barely. And part of me hates that. The part of me that like always wanted to have a firm grip on everything and making sure I was steering myself in the specific direction that I thought was best. And it feels like now there's a lot of like loose ends and like inconsistency and uncertainty and relaxation in my life. And sometimes like relaxing is causes the part of me that's still holding on to be stressed out. So it's kind of weird, but leaning into that relaxation regardless, and just reminding myself that there really is nowhere to fucking go. There's nowhere to go. There's no changing, because the part of me that gets stressed out when I feel like I'm not, being as productive as I could, or taking as good of care of myself as I could, or I don't know, pushing myself out of my comfort zone enough, or even letting go enough. That's another bar that I like create out of nowhere, and that voice is the one that is the root of all my suffering. Like it in the moment it feels like, no, I'll feel better if I do these things, right? But continuing to do that is actually feeding this like beast of false certainty and ego. That is the root of all of my suffering in actuality. So it's just strange, though, to exist in this state of being where, like, there's like change is always okay and embraced, but you know that you're not going anywhere. So it's almost like, okay, well, now what? And it now what is just what it's always has been, right? Now it's just now. What, do you want something else? Fucking A, man. That's where I'm at.
Oh my God, I resonate. You want more than now, and you're not even doing, you're not even making the most of now, but yet you want more than now. Real fucking, that's a great request. Let me work on that for you real quick. Oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, no, I'm glad that you are, relaxing as best as possible, especially when you're feeling a little sick. And and also know that, we could always, reach out to Ray and Andrew and be like, hey guys, Jackie's not feeling good. Because I know that if I'm not feeling well, I will be calling out. I will absolutely. But if I'm not feeling too bad, I'll still jump in. So I'm glad that you're feeling good enough to jump in on the DU reel. And it happened to be our 20th one. So like, thank you, Jackie, for being here. Really. Like I so appreciate that we happen to have make the 20th one right before I get to see you in person. I'm gonna give you the biggest hug. I'm so excited to hang out with you and to see you. And the retreat is just next week. And so it is awesome. And I'm really looking forward to it for another reason too. you that I mentioned before we went live. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend today, and the friend is connected to my employer. You know, like they know a lot of the people that I work with, especially a lot of the upper people in the, you know, leadership positions. And, you know, they, my friend asked me, you know, if I had been looking at remote work opportunities. And I'm like, no, like I am, girl, my, like, I'm like, yeah, my plate is full, man. I have got my job now and I've got DU and, you know, I'm not going to leave the job I have now until I'm ready and able to work full time for DU and be paid, you know, regularly to pay bills and stuff, you know, and they were like, yeah. And then they were expressing some of their concerns about DU and, you know, how they're not, that they're, you know, just concerned for my well-being, and they're concerned with how much money I've been spending and investing and going to retreats and doing things on the side and how much time that I've spent. And then, you know, I'm like, well, I am invested because I think that this is the best thing I can do with my time. I'm spending my free time how I see fit. And it usually is aligned with dualistic unity. I love that. I'm having a great time. And even if I'm not having a great time, I'm crying for all of you to see. You know, so we're, you know, I am choosing to be here with you guys. I'm choosing to be here and to spend my time on dualistic unity related things and tasks. So, you know, I'm like, no, I understand that it is, you know, a startup. I understand that it is high risk. But you just asked me, you know, if I am looking at other jobs because, oh, so context for everybody, my employer got bought out by a larger group and a larger business. And we're, you know, we got an estimate of 1 to 2 years. It takes about 1 year for all of the paperwork to be filed because they just agreed on the sale. Now you got to file the paperwork with the state. You know, you've got to get all those red tape, you know, you got to go through some hoops. And once that's done, that could take up to a year. And then after that, there's the year of like the actual implementation of we're under new management. This is our new policy. This is how we want things done. This is what we would like to get done. So, you know, they gave us an estimate about 1 to 2 years and that there would be some layoffs, right? You know, and that's understandable. You know, that wasn't too surprising. But what I learned today is that, you know, they're not always, they don't always give people notice. So I got a reminder today that my job is on the chopping block, and the new information that I learned was that I might not even get notice that I'm not going to have this position for even another week. I thought I had 1 to 2 years or at least a few more months, or at least I thought I would get like a 30 days heads up. And that was like a huge assumption on my part. I thought I was going to get at least a month's notice or 2 weeks notice, right? They want us to give 2 weeks notice. I thought they would give me 2 weeks notice. No. And even more, you know, a little more personal context was that, you know, I was feeling guilty the other day about the fact that I am going to be actively leaving this employer that I have worked at twice. You know, this is the second time I'm working for them in a different department. But when I was younger and just starting off in college, this was one of my first corporate jobs working for this company. And I absolutely loved the community and I loved the work culture. And, you know, so that this employer in particular has a special place in my heart. And so I was feeling a little guilty that I was just going to like leave them, you know, to, and even though I knew that we just got bought out, like I was still leaving the team, like the team of people that I have known for almost a decade or more. And, you know, I was feeling a little guilty that I was going to leave for dualistic unity and it could happen at any time. And I was thinking to myself before today's conversation, like, oh, I, you know, it could be a month, right? Things could blow up with dualistic unity and they could be able to offer me, you know, enough to pay some bills and I, in a month or 2 months, right? And that's so fast. You know, I was feeling guilty about how fast it could be for my employer and how they'd have to shift and thinking, how could I alleviate that? Maybe I can come up with some, you know, best practices and SOPs, standard operating procedures, and I could document what I do so that somebody else could pick up right where I left off. And then I get a fucking reminder today that they might not even give me notice that they're letting me go. And so I was feeling a little shocked and definitely taken aback. But, you know, I was definitely feeling like stupid. I was definitely feeling silly. Like, here I am feeling guilty that I might not give them, that I might leave and I might give, and I'm going to give them notice. And here they are, you know, in a position to just not even give me notice and to just tell me. And then I looked up in our employee handbook, they don't have a severance package. So I could get no notice that I wouldn't have a job anymore and not have a severance package. And it could just be today's your last day. And I'm like, that's fucked up. You know, and I know that I'm not the only one who experiences that. And I know that that is very typical in a lot of our businesses and a lot of our corporate structures and cultures that align with that. And then I was thinking about my friend who I know also has reservations about my investments in dualistic unity. And I was like, well, you know, to answer the question about working for a remote company in the States, I was like, well, you know, even if I do look for a remote job, they're going to be based in Canada because I'd like to move to Canada. And so having a Canadian employer giving me a job offer and employment helps me get my work permit because, you know, it makes sense. Canadian employer, you're working for them. The Canadian government gives you a permit to work for that business, you know, so it makes sense. I'm going to look for that in Canada anyways. And then that means I'm just going to move that much sooner. And, you know, and so I don't know if my friend realizes that, you know, sharing concerns about dualistic unity and telling me that my job might let me go with no notice only gave me more. I felt, not that she gave, but I felt way more motivation to find a Canadian employer and move now. And my employer may still get notice, but now there's not as much guilt that's tied to me leaving that employer. And so I'm like, you know, I don't know if that friend of mine was trying to give me more reasons to stay in the States because they know that I'm potentially moving and we've been so close. And I know that that would impact the friend and it's a dear friend. So, you know, so I'm like, I don't know if they're trying to convince me to be scared of the DU startup and how high risk it is. And my response was, the employer that I have now might not give me any notice or any severance to, you know, to pivot from having no job with them. And so, you know, if the goal was to give me more reasons to stay in the States, now I only have more motivation to find a Canadian employer and to leave the employer before they give me no notice. And I'm just shit out of luck. And I could be gone that much faster than I think the friend anticipated. And so I don't think that they realize how them expressing their fears about something I'm doing, that I'm consciously doing and happy to do, knowing the risk and then reminding that friend, like, there is no job security. Clearly you just reminded me that there's my job that I have might let me go. So what security, what's holding me in the States again? And if there is a risk everywhere, then I guess it makes sense that I'm making choices that I want to make, that I want to implement, that I am aware of the considerations and the costs, and that I'm willing to make those considerations and pay those costs. So the conversation that I had with a friend earlier today, I think only made me feel like, okay, well then, all right, we're going to pivot and we're not going to be super hurt that the job could let us go with no notice. We're just going to find an employer, give our notice because that's how we would like to do things. Give them their 2 weeks and walk out the fucking corporate door with a smile on my face, going into uncertainty in the same way that I'm sitting in uncertainty now. So there's really no difference in my opinion. And I am just going to pivot as always, because what else can I do besides pivot and just take this new information and hit the ground running?
That's all you really ever can do is work with what you're given, the situation that's in front of you. And yeah, I guess you could look at it as like the friend gave you news that's making you anxious and feel uncertain. But as you said before, they could let you go at any point. The company could get bought out, and it did. Like, they could fire you with no severance package and no notice, just like that. And that's the case in every situation in our lives. Like, with any sense of security that we have, it's not real security. So if anything, you're kind of just living in the reality that you've always been uncertain. And yeah, at least you have the attitude of like, okay, well, if nothing is guaranteed, I might as well, you know, do whatever the fuck I want. Right? Like, yeah, DU is a new startup, right? And we can't really get paid from this yet. However, we're being viewed as people and assets to this, whatever the fuck this is, the reality of it. Whereas like other companies, like your company or even my company, because they've fired people like that as well. Like they're not really sharing your perspective of viewing yourself as like yourself and the company as like a group of people and not just like a machine and the people in it as just like replaceable. And that's why you're like, yeah, I feel guilty for leaving because I know like my role within this system is important. And I know that me leaving would throw everyone else off. And like, you care about that because you're seeing it as part of you. Like, but companies and the economic structure that we're operating in within as a whole doesn't really give that much of a fuck about humans. Like, it's really about the bottom line. And if somebody isn't performing to a certain extent, or they're afraid they're going to leave, that's even a reason why people get fired, is because they're afraid they're going to leave, or whatever the case may be. Like, they have no issue pulling the rug out from under you with no empathy. So, like, we don't really owe that to these jobs, this corporate structure, this system that, you know, is not seeing our humanity as well. And yeah, I was saying to Amanda before that, like, first of all, they're lost because Amanda is fantastic and so hardworking and so caring, obviously. And I'm sure they're lucky to have you. And regardless, you'll figure it out the same way you've always had. Like, you're more than capable of finding another solution and pivoting, like you said. That's all we're ever really doing, though, because even though this is like a big shift, every single decision that we make in our life is pivoting in a different direction. Like, I was seeing it as like, you know, like when a train track splits into like multiple different ones, that, but like on an infinite scale. And then once you go down that train track, there's like more branches and more branches and more branches. Like, and it's just so incredibly and like indescribably large to imagine like all the infinite possibilities of every single moment. And so it's not really about what track you're on specifically. It's not about the external circumstances. It's just how you feel within those circumstances, and really how you feel on the surface doesn't really matter, and it will change constantly. But it's like at the root of it all, are you okay with being yourself? And like, I think what dictates a majority of your experience is just how much faith you're able to have in yourself as, and that's limited by your idea of yourself. You know, I feel like the more that you let go of that, then the more faith in you have in yourself, because, you know, why wouldn't you? You're everything. And I need to blow my nose.
No worries. I definitely feel a lot of things right now, and I definitely feel anxious and worried, and you know, and I was feeling a lot more comfortable before, because I had the assumption that I'd get notice from my employer if they were to let me go, and they know that I'm a hard worker, and I get compliments about that at work, but it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter that I'm a hard worker, that I care, that I am invested in my work. What matters is the bottom line. That's the priority. And they are making impersonal decisions about persons, about people. And there is, you know, and I'm not taking it too personally, because again, I didn't get told that I got laid off today, but I had a dear friend who knows, you know, the vice presidents and directors of the place that I work, and is asking me if I'm looking at applying at other places. And so I couldn't help but feel like, oh shit, maybe I did make a lot of assumptions, and I did assume that they'd give me notice, and that is totally on me. So, you know, I still have a job today, and I might have a job next week, but that was always going to be the case. I might have the job next week. And so I'm going to be, you know, brushing up, you know, polishing, you know, refining my resume over the weekend, and then reaching out to some employment agencies and putting some feelers out there. And I'm glad it's the beginning of April, because we've already paid our rent, so we've got a home for one more month, you know, just trying to take it lightly, because it's not personal. As personal as it feels to have someone ask me specifically about my job and remind me and to share new information about notice, and I'm just like, but there's nothing I can do, because I don't know for certain that I have a job or that I've been let go. So what we'll do is just, we'll do the things that we felt guilty about unnecessarily. And that's what I do appreciate about the conversation I had today, is that yes, it made me feel super nervous and worried about a job that I thought I had guaranteed 6 months of, or at least 30 days notice. And I don't have either of those things. And that's a great reminder, but it also helped me realize that the guilt that I created about leaving is totally unnecessary. And I don't need to feel guilty about leaving a job, because it's not personal. And I will do everything that I still see fit to do, letting my team know, giving them at least a couple weeks notice, because that's how I would like to work in business. That's how I would like to communicate with my team a big change that I know is going to affect them, and considering the impact of my decision. But I'm no longer feeling guilty about making that decision at any moment's notice. And so when we come back from the California retreat, you know, we might have another job. You know, we might have accepted another job offer, like, and without any guilt, just saying, yeah, I decided to make the change, and I'm going to do it, because it's up to me to take responsibility and to not take things personally when things are changing in my environment, and to pivot and pay attention as best as I can. And it's so hard to pay attention when I'm taking things personally, right? Because I definitely had a moment of panic. Like, I got off the call and I'm like, oh, fuck, I might not have a job. Like, and that's always been the case. But it felt real. It felt more real because I actually took it seriously. And I didn't think that it was, you know, I didn't just assume that the opposite of that would happen, which is I leave my job when I want to, and that's the only scenario that could happen. It's like, no, the job could let you go. It's not just that you could leave, it's that they could let you go. And since they've been sold, everything's tight, and there's a lot of tension at the office, obviously, because our employer just sold itself to someone else. And now we know that layoffs are coming. And I just thought that there would, you know, at least notice would be given. And that's probably what I took most personally, was that they could let you go without even telling you that you're going to be let go in a month. And I'm just like, I just think that that's totally unacceptable. Because the minute you decide that you're going to let that person go, you know, or even that you're considering letting them go, I think you should be giving them some kind of notice if the likelihood is over 50%, right? Because sometimes you think we're going to get rid of that position, or we're going to let go of that person because they haven't been performing up to our expectations. You let them know, hey, you know, you haven't been meeting our expectations. You know, if things don't take a turn, if you don't start meeting expectations that we pay you to meet, you know, they have that on, you know, they have that, then, you know, we're going to let you go. But to not even give you a 30 days, that's always like, that is fucked up. And then it's like, yeah, well, I can only sit in that is fucked up for so long. And then it's like, okay, what am I going to do with this? We're going to pivot. And we're just going to be like, yeah, it's fucked up. And next, I'm still in this situation and I can still look for another job and I can pawn some of my stuff. And I was already thinking of doing that for the move to Canada. And so we're just going to, oh yeah. So update everybody. I'm going to be setting up like some kind of either eBay or Facebook Marketplace or something. And I'm going to set up something so that I can sell some of my higher priced items, that I don't really need and that, you know, I've been holding on to for a few years because I thought I needed to. And now I'm like, you know what? That wool coat, that floor, that ankle, that almost ankle floor length wool coat, I think we can get rid of it. You know, I think some of my jewelry, I think we can get rid of it. You know, I don't wear it every day. I only wear it rarely. It's like, you know what? I can buy more jewelry. I can buy another coat. I can buy anything else. And it'll be good to have a little bit more in my savings. So, you know, there's a cushion, a financial cushion, if things do pivot in another direction that I'm not necessarily dictating. You know, if my employer does let me go, it'd be nice to just have a little more in the savings account. But even if I didn't, this girl would be straight up walking to every restaurant on the blocks around my apartment, looking to be a waitress, looking to be a bartender, looking to be a tutor, looking for remote jobs. Like I would absolutely find something within a few days because I don't have too much pride. And I had friends that were like, I could never work there. You know, that's so beneath me. I was like, you know what's not beneath me? Paying my fucking rent on time. You know what else is not beneath me? Having money to buy food. You know what's not beneath me? Being able to have money to do things that I like to do. And so if I'm a dishwasher, I don't give a fuck. I'll be the most prideful dishwasher you'll see because I would still take pride in my work and in my stuff, regardless. And so it doesn't matter what my title is. I'm happy to show up for me. And my employer benefits because I show up so well for me, in my opinion, that they get the luxury of getting the benefit of how I show up. And because I do that at the workplace, I do that at home, I do that all the time. You know, it definitely feels like I have been standing on my own two feet. And I've been doing that for so long that I have so much trust in myself that it's like, I don't know what's next. I do not. But what I do know is that I can figure out what's next as it's happening. I can find a new direction. I can find a new job. I can learn anything. I can make a connection with anyone. There's nothing that I can't do with a little time and attention. So I don't need to know exactly what's next. I know that I will figure out what's next regardless of the circumstances. And the only way that I won't be doing that is if I'm dead. But other than that, you know, there's a lot of trust that, that I can figure it out because I always have and so have all of you. And I just want to say hi to everybody because it's our DU Reel. And just to say that this is our 20th DU Reel. And so I'm so glad that you could join us on a surprisingly special day. You know, it's our 20th episode and I'm so excited that we made it here, Jackie.
Yeah, like sitting here, everything in retrospect makes sense. But then looking forward, it's like there's this, we can't know from where we're sitting right now how things are going to pan out. And the anxiety and the dread comes from just staring at that wall of uncertainty and then trying to like create an image, like either worst case scenario or where you're worrying about that situation happening or like best case scenario and then you're worried about that not happening. But it's like, you're creating all of this extra stuff, and that's not to say that there's anything wrong. I think that's human. Like we naturally anticipate what's coming next, and that influences the way that we feel and the way that we respond. But whenever I'm in a situation like that's stressful or that's I don't know how it's going to pan out or from right now, I feel hopeless. Every time it ends up working out, I end up looking back and being like, okay, all that extra shit was unnecessary. Like, seeing how perfectly it worked out in retrospect, like, I never needed to be worried in the first place. I never needed to, like, lose sleep over this situation. And yet I did. And like that so clearly demonstrates the role and how powerful our mind is and like our perspective in dictating like how we feel on a moment-to-moment basis. And the more we're trying to hang on, to any sort of outcome, like, the harder that becomes. But I like that you said that you would just find literally any job because your ego wasn't involved. I feel like that's such a bigger consideration as well, of like finding a job that looks good on paper or like meets all of these other conditions that you feel like are necessary to live a life that you think is good or valuable, or to be valuable yourself. Like, when you don't have to tick all these boxes, everything becomes a lot more simple, and you're like, okay, well, as long as I can eat, as long as I can pay my rent and have some free time, like, it really is, like, obviously there are preferences, and if you can, you might as well try and do something that you would enjoy doing, but you don't constantly have to abide by all your preferences all the time, and survival comes first, motherfucker. So, like, it's like, yeah, it's not beneath me to pay my fucking rent and have to wash dishes. And honestly, I'm a server, and although it is not glamorous, it also has so many other benefits of just, like, being a lighthearted work environment, you know, having a flexible schedule, not having to work full time, and still, like, with tips and everything, I'm making pretty much the same that, like, my friends with full-time jobs are. And even though that job looks better on paper, like, this job is perfect for me right now in, like, the state of whatever it is I'm of my life and what I'm like spending my day doing, you know? Like, I wouldn't have nearly as much time for Dualistic Unity. I probably couldn't even make it to any of the Patreon calls if I had a full-time in-person 9-to-5. And so, like, can I really say that that outcome would have been better? Or even if I lost this current job and I had to find something else, like, maybe it would work out even better than I imagined. So, like, we can just look at that uncertainty and see it for what it is. And if emotions arise, they're allowed to. Like, it's okay to feel anxious looking at that, but don't hang on to that anxiety. Don't fuel that anxiety. Don't validate that anxiety and convince yourself that this is the only way it could go, because that infinite tree of railroads is always available in every single moment and with any situation, and you just don't fucking know. But give it a month, it'll all make a lot more sense, I bet you, Amanda.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate that my bubble was burst today, right? Like, I recognize that I absolutely made assumptions about how my employer would implement a change to me specifically, or anyone, you know, the assumption that, you know, I'd have the job for at least like 6 months, that I'd be able to leave whenever I wanted. And that is still true, but it also goes both ways. And so I am glad that, you know, I wasn't told that I was laid off today, but I was reminded that it could happen, and that it could happen without notice and without a severance package. And, you know, even though I'm a salaried employee, still, you know, they don't have a severance program. And so it's like, okay, well, then we were already going to think about selling our stuff for the move. We were already thinking about applying for jobs, and I actually had applied for a few Canadian employers, like 6 months ago, and I totally forgot about it. But I'm just like, okay, yeah, well, you know, they obviously didn't hire me. I didn't hear back from them. So let's go apply for some other Canadian employers and sell off of some of our stuff, which will help it make it easier for the moving. And we'll donate the rest, because I just would like to have, like, you know, a backpack with my stuff and some checked luggage with all the rest of my clothing, and maybe ship one medium-sized box, but have very, very little, and then just rebuild while I'm there. Because no matter how much I love any of the things that I have in my apartment, I don't love them more than the opportunity to grow and to do something different and to do more with Dualistic Unity. I don't love it more than that. So, okay, even my favorite things, I'm like, I will find new favorite things, you know? And it's almost like all of my possessions went up in like a mental fire And so mentally they're all ashes. It's all gone. And so it's like, oh, well, we'll start over. You can always start over because we always are starting over. It's just that the blank canvas that is this moment, we paint it so fast with the same images and the same colors that we think that the picture has always been there. And it hasn't. You can always start over. You are always starting over. And even if you do pick the same choices, that doesn't mean that you're not continuously starting over in every single moment, you know? And so the city that you're living in isn't just the way that you see it on one day. It is, you can look at the same old places with new eyes. And all it takes is just shifting your perspective and not settling on one thing. And so I'm really glad that I haven't settled in the moment, but I was settled. And that's why getting my bubble burst this morning was unpleasant and super fucking helpful. So I'm grateful that I had like a oh shit moment. And then it was like, oh yeah, but it's not oh shit yet. At least not that oh shit in particular. And there's still so much that I can do, and I'm still employed, and I still can apply, and I can still just take a more active, get more involved in finding that next opportunity before it's working for DU full time. It's most likely going to be working for one more employer, at least, and potentially moving and continuing to help DU grow and have these conversations. But I'm glad that this happened too, right before our DU reel, because, you know, this is something that I think, you know, in my opinion, I think that a lot of people go through this uncertainty and feeling guilty when you want to make a change. And I don't care if it's a job or a friendship or a relationship, like you feel guilty when you want to change, when you want to take a drastic change that you know is going to impact the people that are currently in your bubble, currently in your life. And there's no reason to feel guilty because it's not personal, not when you're not trying to make it personal. You know, there are definitely decisions I've made where I was thinking very selfishly and thinking only about my needs and only considering myself. But those are the times where, you know, it really impact another person can take it personally. But when you are not doing that and you're just trying to be honest with yourself and you're trying to be honest about your current circumstances and the considerations that you have to make, it's very hard for another person to take what you decide personally. And so, you know, I just don't feel guilty about leaving this employer anymore, because I'm still going to communicate the 2 weeks notice because that's what I would like to do. And I know I don't have to. And I'm going to start looking for more employers because I can, not because I have to. Again, I'm not laid off. And so I'm just doing things because I can, and I'm being honest about that, and I'm communicating that when I think it's appropriate. I'm not going to say anything to anyone now. No one at my employer listens to this podcast that I'm aware of, and my friend that does listen doesn't listen to a lot of the content. So I don't think this is going to get back to my employer that I am actively looking for another job. But again, they can't be upset about that because they're laying off people without notice. And so the fact that I'm applying to other jobs is making their life easier to some degree, because it's a lot better if I give them 2 weeks notice and they have an opportunity to shift versus how it could turn out if I didn't give them any notice, right? And then that would feel shitty for them. But at least I'm still going to give them an opportunity and some space to pivot with me and be aware of my pivot. But until we have the job offer, I'm not going to say anything to the employer or the friend, and just continue to do what I am doing, working full time for these people and enjoying myself and still doing my job because I'm paid to do it. So, you know, it's been quite a day, and it's not even 5 o'clock at Eastern time, and it feels like so much has happened today, and yet I feel relaxed, and to some degree I feel content, you know. And I think it's just because I trust myself, and I know that I can figure out my next move when I need to. But right now we're just exploring options, and it feels really good to explore options without the guilt, because that's what I was doing before. Was I was exploring other jobs, but I felt guilty. And now I I find myself feeling none of that guilt, because it's not personal. Even if they let me go without notice, like, that's just what they think is best for them. And that's okay, because that's what I'm also doing. So it feels really hard to judge them when I know that we're both doing the same thing.
Yeah, things are never personal, because each person is only ever interacting with themselves and, like you said, doing what they think is best. And so if somebody else takes something personally, like if you make a big change, or if you take something personally, like they lay you off without giving you notice, it's all just optional. It's not inherent to reality. Reality just is what it is. And that, from the perspective of the individual, sometimes feels cold and harsh and impersonal. And it's scary that we live like in this world that, beyond like maybe our immediate community, like the world overall doesn't really give a fuck about us. And like, even if we have a community around of people around us who is taking care of us and watching out for us, like, reality is cruel in the fact that you could have a heart attack. You know what I mean? Like, like in any moment, like you could be 20 years old and just die randomly. Like, so, like, that is just something we have to accept, right? Like, it's gonna be what it is. But also, we can kind of have that strongness about us too. Like, okay, if reality is just gonna be unapologetic, maybe I should be unapologetic too. And obviously, I'm gonna make considerations for other people because I see myself as like, you know, this is all me, but I don't have to constantly think about other people's reactions to me or my decisions or how they might be judging me or perceiving me. And then I don't have to alter my behavior or filter myself in accordance with that. Like, I can stand strong in myself as well, because I have just as much as a right to as anybody else, as any like group, right? Like, nobody really knows any more than anybody else, has more control than anybody else. And so we're all equal in the fact that we're just here existing, and it's completely uncertain and it'll end at some point. So why not just fucking do what we want? And if it's coming from a place of genuine like freedom and relaxation and acceptance within ourselves, like whatever it is that we do, even if people do have a negative reaction to it, it's actually the more kind thing, the more loving thing for everybody, you know, because sometimes people have to be hurt by you to realize how they're attached to you and how that's hurting them, right? So like, if reality is going to be cruel and not cruel, if reality is going to be unapologetic, because again, it's not personal. It can't be cruel if it's not personal. If reality just is what it is, then so am I, bitch. So deal with it.
That was going to be mic drop energy. Totally. So, oh my goodness. Yeah, I completely agree. Reality is not cruel because it's not personally fucking with you. It's not like you wake up and reality is like, you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to shit all over Amanda's day today. Like, it's just like, it just doesn't work that way. And I had a similar thought about religion. It's like, you know, it makes sense that a lot of believers are like, there's a devil and the devil is just plotting. And it's like, you know what, Mary, I think he has better shit to do than just fuck up your day. You know, I think that it's so easy to want to take it personally because you want someone to specifically fuck with you. And I think the reason why we want somebody to specifically fuck with us is because we want to blame someone. And if somebody's specifically fucking with you, then you can blame that person for ruining your life. But if it's not personal and no one specifically crafted a plan just to fuck up your life, then you can't blame them for things just not going the way that you expected. You can't blame them for your incorrect assumptions. And so I am definitely have been feeling a lot, but not a lot of anger, which surprised me, and not a lot of sadness, which surprised me, and not too much shock, because my bubble got burst and I got that. And it was like, okay, well, you know, I didn't even have to blow that damn bubble. You know, that's what I thought. Not like, God damn you for bursting my bubble. Fuck you. You know, you should have never reminded me of my job could lay me off. It's like, no, thank you so much. Like, shit, I totally forgot that they could lay me off with no notice. It's like, you know, why the hell was I feeling guilty about leaving? You know, like, I felt so silly. I was like, all right. So, you know, so it's like, I don't have the same tendency of blaming other people for things not going my way, or blaming other people when my assumptions prove to be incorrect. It's like, oh shit, that was me making an assumption, and that shit is totally wrong. And so it's very, I very much appreciate things not going my way in a very surprising way. And I'm glad that my bubble gets burst. I'm glad that I get proven wrong. I'm glad that things blow up in my face, because then I'm like, okay, mental note, experiment number 3,785,000,000 didn't work. Next, let's try again. You know, because it's just, if I don't take it personally and I'm not trying to blame anyone, then there's a lot less weight. There's a lot less guilt. There's a lot less shame, and it's a lot easier to pivot. And so something that people have complimented me on as I've done my thing is they're like, Amanda, you're so determined and you're so strong and you're so this and that. And I'm like, I cried over a $50 toll bill like a week ago. You know, like, I do not always feel so strong. I do not always feel like I can do everything. But I give myself a minute to cry. And then I'm like, okay, we can do something. That we can always do something. And I don't take it personally. Like, the New York toll office didn't specifically think, you know what, give Amanda the $50 bump, the admin fee to her $4 toll, you know, because we could charge $5, but her, no, make hers 50 in administration fees. Like, they didn't specifically go out of our way. So it's like, we cried about the bill. We remembered it wasn't personal. And then it was like, okay, let's pay the bill because we have the money. We can pay it. And then we went to pay it, and it turned into, I saw other tolls with other administration fees. And so we had like $300 to pay. And I was like, it's not personal. This is, you know, we have our easy pass now. This is less likely to happen again. And we're just going to pay it and just pivot and just move forward. Because, you know, I just don't have to feel guilty or blame someone, to just pivot and not take things personally. And then not taking it personally helps me get to the quote unquote next step. And then I totally forgot about the fucking bullshit that we were going through on that last three steps ago, you know? And so then it's like, oh my God, now that's a hilarious story. Now I laugh about it. And it reminds me that, oh shit, yeah. You know, we took it personally. That's okay. You know, it happens, but it doesn't have to be an identity, and it doesn't have to be weight. And so I'm really glad that all the things have blown up, and that instead of taking it personally, I decided to just learn as much as I could and pivot as much as I could, because it just helped. And then the more, and it almost felt connected, like the less I took things personally, the easier it was to pivot, the more likely I was to pivot. And the more I pivoted, the less time I had available to take things personally. So it feels like taking things less personally and pivoting were just happening in together, but one was going down and one was going up. But the more I took things personally, the less I could pivot, the less I could change, the less I could adapt, because I kept taking things personally, and that taking things personally added so much weight that it's hard to dance with ankle weights, right? And if you keep adding weights and you keep adding weights, you can barely move your legs. And just being able to take off some of that weight. And then I'm like, oh shit, I can move that foot a little further. All right. What was it? Left, right. You know, I'm trying to remember the choreography. And then I was like, no, we don't even know. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go left because I can. And the foot has a little bit less, the foot has less weight on it. And we're going to pivot left because we can. And so it just seems like it's been easier to move and easier to pivot the less I take things personally. And so they kind of are very interwoven. And I learn a lot whether I'm taking something personally or whether I'm not, and I am pivoting. And so I feel like they are connected in a very beautiful and, to my adult brain, you know, a very surprising way, because I never thought that they were connected, you know?
Yeah, I always thought, you know, putting more weight on would help me get more done, like whipping myself to move. But really, I'm just putting more weight with, you know, attaching to ideas of myself or like a situation turning out a certain way or anything, any sort of belief or thing that we hang on to in this like otherwise sea of uncertainty that we're always going to be in regardless. So I love that you brought up how those are interconnected, because they are. And I think realizing that is like the benefit of this conversation. And it doesn't mean you're not going to get confronted and slapped in the face with uncertainty constantly. And you're still going to deal with some sort of emotional or, you know, in your thoughts, like reaction to whatever happens. Like that is what happens, and that's okay too. But they don't mean any sort of specific outcome. They don't guarantee anything. And so you can pivot a lot easier because you're like, okay, well, this is all allowed to happen. Like, I wasn't holding on to a narrative of how this situation was going to go. And, you know, maybe I'm reminded that part of me kind of was. And that's okay, though. We're moving on. Right? Like, even though I could sit here and say all day, like, oh, yeah, I know everything is uncertain. Like, if I got fired from my job today, I would be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So, like, there are certain things that we hang on to, and even though we know conceptually that it's not worth doing it. But when situations like this come up and you're disappointed or you're made, you know, you're reminded of how uncertain things really are, it really is an opportunity. And so I'm glad that you're glad, you know, to have had your bubble burst, because that is the best way to look at it, is like an opportunity to look at yourself and what you were holding on to, and also to build faith in yourself by pivoting. And sometimes it's like when you're in a place of relative stability and security in your life, it can start to feel like too comfortable to, in a sense, or it can start to feel kind of like a trap, and you like want something to shift because you're kind of like, okay, well, nothing's really changed, and I haven't really had to exercise this muscle of faith in myself. So like, if something happened, would I really be able to deal with it? And that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I know I could. But still, there's like a fear of things changing just because they've appeared to be similar for so long, but that's never been the case. It's like, even now, everything is completely up in the air in the same way it always has been. And so I don't need to feel trapped, but I also don't need to feel anxious. And just existing in this place in between where it's like, yep, well, I know shit's going to happen, but also I know I'll deal with it. And so I'm just like, I feel like really held in my experience these days, and not in the sense of like somebody's looking out for me, but in the sense like I'm not separate from any of this shit happening. So I'm not really vulnerable in the way that I used to think of myself. And you're right, like, I'll just continue to pivot until one day I die. And that's okay. And that, I don't need to be sad. I don't need to try and avoid death. It's a fact. Like, I'm going to die. And if I'm not dead, I'm figuring it out. It's so funny. Like, we add so much fucking weight to something that could be so simple. Like, I'm really just out here existing, changing, however it is I am. There's no right or wrong way to do that. So it's kind of just like, it's just for my experience of it. And this is a very juicy experience that you're having right now, Amanda. So love that for you, honestly.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I love it. And Ray put it so beautifully, exactly, pivot until it becomes a dance. And that is definitely how it feels to a large degree, that I feel as though I pivot almost without thinking. Like, I immediately, it's like I, and there is maybe like a little thinking of like, a, oh shit, but then the oh shit turns into the like, oh, we're already like leaning towards that next step and dancing and pivoting, because it's just like, things are just happening and I can take things personally and add so much resistance and weight and guilt and shame, or I can just not take things personally and just change with all the changes, you know, and I do get comfortable. And so when my life feels all of a sudden really uncertain, I'm like, oh yeah, but that was like this before. It's just that we got real comfortable in these assumptions. You know, I got real comfortable in thinking that I knew what was going to happen. And so it's like, all right, well, it's not, you know, oh, well, oh, well. That's pretty much, I think I put that in text message form. So, and I was like, I'm not feeling so lucky lately. LOL. Oh, well, you know, I'll see you later. Because it very much feels like that, like, oh, well, and, you know, I didn't like it. Something didn't go my way. My bubble got burst. And like, what the fuck, man? Like, I could make it worse. Or I could just pivot. I could just pivot. And then it feels like just nothing but pivoting, pivoting, pivoting. And then it's just, it picks up its own momentum, or you recognize the momentum that was always there. And then it just feels like this beautiful dance of pivoting changes versus hard stops. And then trying to pick up momentum again, a hard stop on guilt and trying to pick up momentum, a hard stop on shame, or a hard stop on an assumption and settling there. You know, and it doesn't have to be that. And when it's not that, it really does feel like it's its own dance, that you are learning the choreography as you're writing it. And I love that. I had seen someone put together in like in their own phrase or description, and it was like, life is the dancer and I am the dance. And so reality is the dancer, and it just happens to be dancing the Amanda dance right now through me. And I loved that analogy, because I was like, yeah, that's right. It doesn't really feel like I'm the dancer. It feels like I am the dance. You know, I am the ride. I am the music, you know, and reality is flowing through me to experience this particular combination of stuff, you know. And so it feels exciting and uncertain and, you know, and a little terrifying, but that's only when I take things seriously. That's only when I decide that I think I know what's going on. So it has been a riot, and I have definitely been laughing a lot today. And like I said, I'll be brushing up on my resume and then applying through some employment agencies and not feeling as guilty about leaving my employer that might have just laid me off with no notice. And that's not the wrong thing for them to do, but I certainly can explore other options without feeling the guilt about leaving the current option that I'm on. And I think that's so common for us to do. But we are right at 5 o'clock, because you are feeling not so well. I feel like today is a good day to wrap it up at, you know, beautifully on the hour. And I'm putting up the QR code really quickly of the DU retreat in California, because we've got 2 tickets left. And click the QR code if you'd like to join us, because it is going to be an amazing time. Jackie and I will be there, and Andrew and Ray will be there. And it's a beautiful location on Big Bear Lake in California. So, you know, definitely, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. As much as I'm like, I don't know, being sick always kind of, it's uncomfortable. I'm like, hey, at least I didn't get sick right before the retreat. Right. So I'll be feeling better by the time I go to the retreat. So, that's just the way I'm spinning that, you know, like it's okay. But I like that you said life is the dancer and I am the dance, because that's what we mean by like taking things less personally. It's expanding the view of who you think you are. Like if you just think you're this little thing that's, you know, completely separate from everything else and vulnerable to everything else, everything's a lot more heavy and you feel like you have to be in control all the time. And when you zoom out just a little bit and you see, okay, yeah, like this whole dance is happening around me and I'm part of it and I'm moving and I don't even know why I'm moving the way that I'm moving and I feel like I'm in control. But when I question that, like I can't really say with certainty that like I choose the things that come out of my mouth. Like I choose all of the decisions that it feels like I make. And I know that that sounds confusing, and you can look into epiphenomenalism if you're interested in that. But yeah, like you don't have to feel so much pressure to make the right choice or to build this wall of false certainty around you. You don't need it. And you also don't have to play the victim. Like at the end of the day, you're still going to have to deal with whatever situation is presented to you. And the quicker that you can let go of playing the victim and just confront the situation and let your intelligence figure it out, like the quicker you can pivot. And then you could start to dance a little bit more freely and a little bit more vibrantly, right? And you can express yourself all that more because you're not letting any one step like be the deciding factor in whether you keep dancing, right? So lean into the dance, lean into the uncertainty and uncomfortability of all of it, because you're safe at the end of the day. Like you just are reality and that's never going to change no matter what happens. So enjoy the ride. And yeah, we won't see you guys next Friday because we'll be at the retreat. But the following Friday after that, we'll be back to share, you know, our experiences and hopefully some fun stories. And yeah, have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. And if you can join us in California, do it. It is kind of last minute, but fuck around. Those who fucketh around findeth out. So if you dare to be he who fucketh around, scan the QR code. And yeah, that's all I really have to say. So thanks for joining us. And yeah, peace.
That's right. Thanks for joining our 20th DU Reel. Have a great weekend and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Peace out.